Once again, I faced Satan this morning, and I battled him all the day long. But in my weakness, God sent reinforcements, and at sundown I sang victory song, and the sun's coming up in the morning. Every tear will be gone from my eyes, and this old grace gone. It's so hard when you don't understand, but I'm standing on a solid foundation, and I'm held by His unchanging hand. And the sun's coming up in the morning. Every tear will be gone from my to glory, and like an eagle, I'll take to the sky.
As usual, to take your Bibles. Those of you who missed last Lord's Day's message, you missed one of the, I'm not trying to brag or anything like that, but you missed one of the most important links in this series of messages that I've been bringing to you on, do we have the Word of God or not? Last Sunday's message, don't mess with my mama. Brother Roloff used to say, when you mess with my Bible, you're messing with my mama. Man's born again of the Word of God, not of incorruptible, but of incorruptible seed, by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. This book and the Holy Spirit birthed us into the family of God. When you mess with a Bible, you're messing with the one who gave you birth. Amen. 98% of all Bible colleges and seminaries would not dare let a man preach what I preach to you, the last three Sundays, nor would they allow what I'm giving you today. Now, last Lord's Day, I got to the word inspiration. Scholars, note now, in order to be recognized as a world scholar, you have to create some kind of new Bible, some kind of new manuscript. Nowhere in all of the annals of church history has God ever used a man that tampered with his Bible. The word inspiration is a word that divides seminary professors, preachers, Bible school teachers, Christian college presidents, evangelists, preachers have said publicly in recent years that no book is inspired. No book is inspired. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a what? Liar. You say, well, I'll have good friends. I'll get off of that kick. The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:2, holy men of God spake, not write, spake. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by whom? Yeah. Now I want to take you to something today that so-called Bible scholars, seminary professors, and preachers completely ignore in the Word of God. I want you to go back to the oldest book in the Bible, Job. Job chapter 33. Now, is this the Word of God? Do we have an accurate record of what God gave and what God said? Now, I'm talking about inspiration. I heard a well-known Baptist preacher write sermons in the Sword of the Lord all the time. I heard him 35 years ago stand in the Baptist church in Greenville and say he did not believe that the Bible is inspired. He believed only the original manuscripts are inspired. Job 33, verse 1. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue hath spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprighteousness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Look in chapter 30. 2 and verse 8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. No book is inspired. No Bible is preserved. No Bible, no book is a more sure word of prophecy. 1 Peter 1:19. Man makes a statement like that, it's calling God a liar. And in 2 Timothy, God says, chapter 1 and chapter 2, God says, God cannot deny himself. What does this say in verse 8? Job 32. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. The word inspiration occurs two times in the Bible. It's where we get the word God breathed from. When God says the breath of the Almighty in chapter 33 and verse 4. The breath of the Almighty giveth life. Now, let's go back to the book of Genesis. Genes, from which Genesis comes, had all started. God made Adam. He was a hunk of clay. And the Bible says God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God breathed, man lives. Two things that a person checks for. When a man is unconscious, they want to know if he's breathing or if his heart's beating. And when breath is gone, life is gone. God breathed, Adam became a living soul. Made the image of God. Job says, the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. And Job said, the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Now let's go on a little farther. No book is inspired. No book is preserved. This King James Bible, men says, they said, has errors in it. It's called a more sure word. It's better than if John the Baptist walked in here and preached. It's better than if the Apostle Paul walked in here this morning. It's a more sure word. You know why? Paul would come in here today and preach. Half the congregation would remember half of what he said. And you'd get in an argument over what was said. So when God gave us the Bible, and a more sure word of prophecy was given to us, in other words, we have the preserved, we have the tape recorded, we have handed down from Psalm 12, the generation, from this generation, God will preserve. So we have a more sure word today. This book. Let me turn to Matthew chapter 1. No book is inspired. No word is preserved. No word is perfect. That's what you'll hear from the lips of so-called scholars and professors in Bible colleges and theologians teaching around this country. Now, I'm picking up from where I left off on last Lord's Day. Matthew chapter 1. You know, well, let's read verse 22. Matthew chapter 1, verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. Now here is the Lord speaking what Isaiah wrote approximately 800 years earlier. And Matthew records it. Here you have the Old Testament Hebrew, the dialect. Now you have Greek in the New Testament. And now we have it in English. Now you followed that trend, didn't you? Greek is being spoken in the New Testament, and the Greek man who is speaking, Matthew, is quoting the Hebrew of Isaiah. And what does it say? Behold, in verse 23, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Here you have the Hebrew being quoted by a Greek by the New Testament Greek, preserved by the Levitical keepers of the Scripture, copied down from generation to generation, and I'm reading 2,000 years later the same meaning that was written 800 years before Jesus came on the scene. I'm holding in my hand Scripture. And when the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, it's not talking about originals. It's talking about what are you holding in your hand right now. Only two times Scripture is mentioned in the Bible. One perfect example of that I gave you last Lord's Day. In Acts chapter 8, Philip, down in the desert, had a revival meeting. He's moving about his business. Along comes a chariot with a man from Ethiopia in it. And the eunuch is reading Isaiah. The Lord says, Philip, join yourself. Go near. Get over to that chariot. He goes over to the chariot, and the conversation goes, do you understand what you're reading? And the Bible says in Acts, in Greek, we read it in English, the Bible says that the black man from Ethiopia was reading Isaiah 53. Philip, the evangelist, a deacon out of the church in Jerusalem, talks to it. Now let me ask you this. It says about the Ethiopian eunuch, he was reading in the Scripture. Now, was the Ethiopian eunuch reading an original manuscript, or was he reading a copy of a copy of a copy? Sure, you know what he was reading. Just as much the Word of God as when God gave it to Isaiah, and when he read it there in that chariot. And what does the Bible say? All Scripture is given by inspiration. Now you say, well, preacher, if I picked up a New American Standard Version, if I picked up a Good News for Modern Man, would the same thing be true? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I'm holding in my hand the preserved Word of God from Hebrew to Greek to English. There is no rendering, there's no tearing down from Hebrew to Greek to English right here. It's been copied, it's been preserved, it's been translated from one translation to another. No error, no fault. Truth has not been denied. But you pick up these New American Standards, Living Bibles and all of that, those Bibles merely contain the Word of God. You have to hunt it. This is the inspired, preserved, inspired Word of God. And no Bible is inspired. No book is inspired. Holy men of God spake, not wrote, spake as they were what? Moved by the Holy Spirit. God breathed. I'm going to tell you something. This nation was founded upon this book. And I've said many times, the three greatest documents ever written in the history of legal profession, concepts taken from the Word of God. The Constitution of the United States, the English Magna Carta, and the Bill of Rights all had their precepts taken from the King James Bible. This King James Bible brought about the same revival was brought on the day of Pentecost. This is the Textus Receptus, or the received text. And it's translated from one language into another, and it's preserved, its content, and its context. Compare that to William Bratcher's book, 1966, Good News for Modern Man, which we threw in the trash can, which I debated in First Baptist Church in North Augusta, from 66 to 68. William Bratcher said personally, we are constantly finding new manuscripts. New manuscripts? Yeah, he's finding the writings of Origen and Constantine and Vaticanus And the same Bible that came out of the church at Rome in 1584, from which all these other Bibles come from. And he'll read the manuscript of Westcott and Hort over 100 years ago. The manuscripts of Westcott and Hort is not the Word of God. Jameson Fawcett Brown is not the Word of God. And the notes of men is not the Word of God. It's not to preserve the Word of God. It may contain portions of it. And the Bible says all Scripture. What are you holding in your hand this morning? Are you holding all Scripture? Now don't go out here to the church at Rome and ask for there what the Old Testament of Bible is. They'll tell you something differently. You want to know what the Old Testament is? Go to the men who were given the order by God to preserve it, the Levites. They were the keepers of the Word of God. Now that brought us to a closing subject last Sunday morning. There is no more Levitical priesthood. The veil in the temple was ripped. There are no more keepers to preserve, to translate, to write, to hand down from one generation to another. Here it is. Now I wonder who gives these college professors or these Bible professors the right to think that they are God's judicial men to tell us what the Word of God is. If these universities could run off 1,000 of their professors who keep this junk rolling, and 1,000 of their Bible teachers who keeps all this junk rolling, there wouldn't be an argument over what the Word of God is. Just as there are no more Levitical priests as a go-between between you and God, and no more Levitical men to keep the Word of God is preserved. I'll tell you something, a more sure word. Now, if you want to take the last book of the Bible, Revelation, God says, woe to him that takes away from the prophecy of this book. Did God say it or not? Well, some would say, well, that's only talking about Revelation. Well, they've done away with parts of Revelation too. God didn't say Revelation, said this book. God said, if any man adds to this book, I'll add to him the plagues that's written in this book. Did God say it or not? And man says, no book is inspired. Christian college presidents, famous Southern Baptist evangelists, so-called scholars in Bible schools, when Job says God's breath, when God says all Scripture is given by inspiration, every time the word Scripture occurs in the Bible, it's not talking about the original manuscripts. Whoever gave you that idea? I know the same ones who gave me the idea. When you hold a King James Bible in your hand and you read all Scriptures gives the inspiration of God, and notice Scripture nowhere refers ever to the original manuscripts. All Scripture. Ethiopian eunuch, what you hold in your hand is a copy. But it's Scripture. All Scripture is given the inspiration of God. Get your Bible. Hold your Bible up. Is that Bible you're holding up, is it Scripture? Does it contain Scripture or is it Scripture? So God says, what you hold in your hands, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God has seen to it that it's preserved. God's not talking about the new Bibles that contain parts of the Bible and who've torn down words like virgin birth. And I asked Dr. Bratcher in 1971 when he said we are constantly finding new manuscripts. I knew he was not talking about original manuscripts. There are no originals. There's not a man living who's ever seen one. About the most you can ever find is just a little part, maybe as big as a stamp. When Dr. Bratcher said we are constantly finding new manuscripts, And when they opened the question and answer part, I stood to my feet. Well, that's how you used to stand to your feet, huh? You know, as we folk are crazy, we just stand to your feet. How else would you stand? Song leaders, get up. Brother Cup got up this morning and said, turn over in your songbook. Suppose everybody had laid the songbook in the aisle and just got out and turned over in it. I said, Dr. Bratcher, what originals did you find? Or what manuscripts did you find from 1966 to 1968 that gave you the right to leave the word virgin birth out 12 times in a two-year period? He couldn't answer it. This Bible is God-breathed. It's never changed from its original context. Words are said in Hebrew. Words are said in Greek. Words are said in English. You might say, now, here in America, we say, how you doing? Man, great. Now, you don't say that in other languages. You don't walk up to a German and say in German, how you doing? Can anyone speak German today? Tell me how you would say to a German, how you doing? Does anyone know German? All right, but now, you translate that now. It means, how goes it with you? It's about right. And in German, it would be said, it goes well, thank you. The meaning is the same. The words are put around. How you doing, man? Go up to a German. How goes it with you today? It goes well, thank you. You haven't changed the meaning or the context. You haven't destroyed the idea, the fact. You haven't destroyed it. But these new Bibles have destroyed in their changing of words and their meanings and the leaving of words out. But I'm here to tell you, this old Bible is settled in heaven once and for all. Now, turn to the book of John. How did we get everything recorded down that the Lord did, and how did holy men of God spake as they were moved by God? Turn to the book of John, the 14th chapter, and verse 26. Here is the promise of the Lord. John 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your what? Remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. And we have no book that's preserved. We have no inspired Bible. No book is inspired. Jesus made the promise to his disciples. When the Holy Spirit comes on the scene, he's going to remind you of everything. Hey, honey, when you have the Holy Spirit as the one dictating, is God breathed, has a breath of God on it. You know why churches today are dead? You know why Brother Roloff used to say, don't you ever try to do what I've done without this King James Bible? This book changes lives. This has the breath of God on it. This Bible has life when it's preached. It stirs the Spirit of God through the Word of God, quickens and makes alive. You know why churches today are not experiencing new birth and changed lives? And they're bringing in all the contemporary music, all the rock music, and then making it now fashionable. Come and leave you where, come as you are. They are trying to create an atmosphere that only God can create. And when you leave the Word of God, the book that God's breath is on, and there's life there, they bring in other substitutes. Since there is no more priest, Levitical tribe, to give us the Word of God or to hand us down the Word of God, and that was done away with. The Bible says the last two ages, the Laodicean church means the rights of the people, or the people speak. The people speak. People speak. The last church age would correct God.